You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on September 22nd, 2023. Sorry for the autoplay that was on. We stream on the unceded territories of Coquitlam, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 37 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, updates on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and feature on the Northwest League Finals 2023. First up is John Coltrane with Eric Dolphy's Evenings at the Village Gate with Impressions.
Thank you.
That was Impressions from John Coltrane and with Eric Dolphy's Evenings at the Village. Just a minute, please. That was Impressions from John Coltrane with Eric Dolphy's Evenings at the Village Gate. Next up is Jen Grant's Champagne Problems. One Hit Wonders featuring Ria May. I'd like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. Three events took place on September 16th. The Red Leafs cross-country teams dominated its first event of the season as both teams won the Pacific Lutheran Invitational on medal scores in Tacoma, Washington. Times are given in minutes and seconds, the latter of which are also given in decimals. In the men's 8-kilometer race, SFU was led by Sebastian Brigman, who was only behind the winner John Correa of Central Washington, 24:23.7 to 24:27.7 for second. Brigman was followed by Ephraim Mekonnen for third at 24:58.6 and Jose Castro for ninth at 25:23.5. The gap between SFU's top and fifth runners was 63 seconds as the Red Leafs men won with 46 points. In the women's 6-kilometer race, SFU was led by Rachel Watkins, who clocked in at 21:56.7 for third, only behind the winner, Constance Nankivell of Trinity Western at 21:2.1 and Anika Esfeld of Seattle Pacific at 21:43.1. Watkins was followed by Grace Chalk for fourth at 22.17, Kate Cameron for sixth at 22.27.6, Grace Mack for eighth at 22.42.6, and Charlotte Perkley for ninth at 22.54.2. The gap between SFU's top and fifth runners was 58 seconds, as the Red Leafs women won with 27 points in Pacific Lutheran Invitational on Meadows Course in Tacoma, Washington. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs volleyball swept away the host Central Washington Wildcats in three straight sets, led by Brooke Dexter's 15 kills at CWU Student Union and Recreation Center in Ellensburg, Washington. And men's soccer played to a scoreless draw against the visitors Colorado Mesa in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. Several events occurred on September 18th, when several SFU wrestlers started at the World Wrestling Championships in Belgrade, Serbia. In the men's 97 kilograms, Nishan Preet Singh Randhawa of Canada fell to Kyle Frederick Snyder of US 11-4 in the round of 16. Later on, in the women's 55 kilograms, Canada's Carla Godinez-Gonzalez bested Poland's Katarzyna Kowalczyk 5-3 in the round of 8, but fell 5-3 to Japan's Haruna Okuno in the quarterfinals. Later on September 18th, Bob Copeland, the senior vice president of McLaren Global Sports Solution, who was hired by SFU to explore sustainable options for the SFU football team, publicized his findings. Among the findings are as follows. There is no place for the SFU football to play in the NCAA or US. Playing in youth sports and Canada West, which the SFU football community prefers the most, do not allow schools with just one sport an application fee to Canada's youth sport and Canada West totaling $368,000 with a return to play highly unlikely before 2025 due to the two's demanding requirements and complications of having the SFU athletics under two leagues, NCAA Division II and U Sports, and the SFU athletics faced an operational deficit of $1.7 million if football wasn't canceled. 240 interviews were done for the Copeland's report on the future of SFU football. Meanwhile, Justine Sandu, a goalkeeper in the SFU men's soccer, earned a GNEC Men's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week with a pair of clean sheets or no goals allowed over the last weekend. Furthermore, on September 18th, the SFU Women's Golf, the Red Leafs Women's Golf, started in St. Martin's University Invitational in DuPont, Washington. SFU finished day one 15 over par, 303 strokes, led by Mira Minhas with 2 over par, 76 strokes, a 4-way tie for 6. On September 19th, several SFU wrestlers competed at the World Wrestling Championships in Belgrade, Serbia. In the women's 76 kilograms, Justina Di Stasio, wrestling for Canada, dominated Vietnam's Thi Linh Dang in the qualification round, followed by a 4-4 score against Dia Cabron in the round of 8, which Di Stasio won on criteria, but was upended 11-0 by Iperi Medetkizi of Kyrgyzstan in the quarterfinals. Carla Godinez-Gonzalez, wrestling for Canada in the women's 55 kilograms, defeated Mongolia's Otgong Tuya Chinbo 5-1 in Repechage to qualify for one of two bronze matches, where she lost to Mariana Dragura of Moldova 3-2. Helen Maroulas, wrestling for USA in the women's 57 kilograms, doubled up Puerto Rico's Nesmari Rodriguez Tirado 10-5 in the round of 16, followed by an 8-5 win over Spain's Graciela Sanchez-Diaz in the round of 8, dominated Azerbaijan's Zala Aliyeva 8-3 in the quarterfinals, but was upended by Tsugumi Sakurai of Japan 6-0 in one of two semifinals. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's golf finished up the two-day St. Martin's University Invitational in DuPont, Washington on September 19th. SFU finished fourth after firing 31 over par, 607 strokes, led by Mira Minhas, who fired 3 over par, 147 strokes, a tie for third with Allison Tamamiya of George Fox, just behind the individual winner, Mackenzie Tuohl, also of George Fox, which also won the team crown with 21 over par, 597 strokes over two rounds in the two-day St. Martin's University Invitational in DuPont, Washington. One day later, on September 20th, several SFU wrestlers performed at the World Wrestling Championships in Belgrade, Serbia. Dominic Parrish, wrestling for U.S. in the women's 59 kilograms, was edged 3-2 by Antim. Meanwhile, Justina DiStasio, wrestling for Canada in the women's 76 kilograms, confronted Catalina Asante in one of four repechage matches, where DiStasio lost 2-0. Later on, Ana Gozinas Gonzalez, wrestling for Canada in the women's 62 kilograms, dominated Alexis Gomez 10-0 in the round of 16, but was upended by Orkhorn Purev Dorj of Mongolia 13-6 in the round of 8. Helen Maroulis, wrestling for with U.S. in the women's 57 kilograms, bested Angela Lysak of Poland 10-6 in one of two bronze medal matches and qualified for the next year's Paris Olympics. Two games were on tap for September 21st. The Red Leafs volleyball swept away the visitors Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks in three straight sets, led by Brooke Dexter's 14 kills in the Red Leafs' home opener at the West Gym, while women's soccer were blanked by the host Western Washington Vikings 2-0 at Harrington Field in Bellingham, Washington. Two events occurred today. SFU men's basketball added Newell Abdi as his full-time assistant coach. Abdi started his coaching career in 2014 with the Ryerson Rams men's basketball. The team, now called Toronto Metropolitan, won 89 and lost 14 in the next five seasons, earned two Ontario University Athletics Championships, one OUA Silver, two U Sports Silver, and three U Sports Bronze medals, with Newt Abdi being the Rams video coordinator. Also from the summer of 2015, Abdi was Team Canada's video coordinator and performance analyst. After his time with Ryerson, Abdi moved to Lincoln University of Missouri, an NCAA Division II program, as a graduate assistant until 2022, and became the analytics assistant for the Salt Lake City Stars, which play in the NBA G League last season, during which his tenure as Team Canada's video coordinator and performance analyst ended. Meanwhile, the SFU men's golf are playing at the St. Martin's Bishop Invitational in DuPont, Washington.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the men's standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Western Washington is first at 3-2. There is a three-way tie for second. Montana State Billings, Simon Fraser, and Western Washington with 3-2-1 records each. St. Martin's, 5th, 2-2-1. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 2-3-1, much like Seattle Pacific. So Northwest Nazarene and Seattle Pacific are in a two-way tie for 6th or last at this point.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Oregon is first at 1-0 conference, 3 points, 4-0-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene is also 1-0, 3 points, 3-0-2 overall. Seattle Pacific, 1-0, 3 points, 4-2 overall. Western Washington, 1-0 conference, 3 points, but are 3-2-1 overall. As for the rest, and St. Martin's, 0-1 conference, 2-2-1 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 6-1-1-1 overall. Simon Fraser is 6-0-1 conference, 1-1-1 overall for 6. Montana State Billings, 7th, 0-1 conference, 1-2-1 overall for 7th. And Central Washington is last at 0-1 conference, 1-5 overall.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Here are the volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Seattle Pacific is first at 3-0 conference, 9-2 overall. Central Washington second, 2-1 conference, 8-3 overall. Simon Fraser also 2-1 conference, but are third as they are 7-4 overall. Western Washington fourth, 2-1 conference, but are 2-9 overall. Western Oregon fifth, 1-1 conference, but are 7-3 overall. St. Martin's 6th, 1-1 conference, 7-4 overall. Alaska Anchorage 7th, 1-1 conference, 9-8 overall. Northwest Nazarene 8th, 1-2 conference, 5-6 overall. Alaska 9th, 0-2 conference, 7-9 overall. And Montana State Billings is last at 0-3 conference, 2-10 overall.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Welcome to the second episode. Welcome to the second half of episode 37 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and a feature on the Northwest League Championships 2023. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, the Prairie Joggers Going Nowhere. The tune is In the Wake.